news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A widely used abortion drug gets a temporary reprieve from a federal appeals court after a judge in Texas had blocked access to the pill.
The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans ruled late Wednesday that women could still access the abortion drug mifepristone, but it could only be given up to 7 weeks of pregnancy, and it could no longer be dispensed by mail.
Correspondent Donna Warder says the case may now be headed for the U.S. Supreme Court. The latest on the leak of a trove of sensitive U.S. military documents. The Washington Post reports the suspected leaker worked at a military base and had shared the materials in an online chat room. The newspaper interviewed an individual said to be a friend of the leaker. Senator Lindsey Graham cheering fellow South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott's decision to explore a possible presidential run.
Senator Graham says of his fellow GOP senator, "My friend and colleague Tim Scott has one of the most compelling stories in American politics." During a time of heated racial tensions, Senator Scott, the only black GOP senator, has sought to bridge the gap on race using his own story as proof of the merit of conservative solutions. In a video announcing his exploratory committee, Scott says, quote, "I know America is a land of opportunity, not a land of oppression. I know it because I lived it." Bob Agner reporting.
When close to a foot of rain falls in a matter of hours, you can expect flooding, and that is exactly what Fort Lauderdale, Florida, is dealing with. The high water forced closure of the city's airport and the suspension of high-speed commuter rail service across the Broward County region. People are being urged to stay off the roads, many of which are flooded and are closed. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in positive territory. Right now, the Dow futures are up 5 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 26. The S&P futures 3 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Commercials.
Accusing them of spying, Norway is expelling 15 Russian diplomats.
They used the normal euphemism of international relations. Norway's government said 15 Russian diplomats had engaged in activities not compatible with their status. Translated into regular English, they're accused of spying. And this marks just the latest step in a wider Norwegian crackdown on Russian espionage. Last October, a university researcher was arrested in the northern city of Tromsø. He'd identified himself as a Brazilian academic, but was accused of being a Russian intelligence officer. The same month, 7 Russians were arrested for flying drones near areas considered militarily sensitive.
The BBC's Paul Moss. The Ukrainian foreign minister says his country will not budge from its demand that Russia withdraw its forces from Crimea, as well as from other parts of Ukraine that Moscow illegally annexed more recently. News and analysis at townhall.com. Imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is reportedly in failing health because of a new suspected poisoning.
A spokeswoman says the 46-year-old Navalny fell ill last Friday when he was let out of the punishment cell and put in a conventional cell. He had lost about 18 pounds in 15 days. On Monday, Navalny wrote on Twitter he was put back in a punishment cell for another 15-day term. An ambulance reportedly was called early Saturday because of acute stomach pains, but Navalny received no diagnosis. A spokeswoman says it's believed Navalny is receiving low doses of poison and pills without identification. Navalny nearly died in a poisoning with a nerve agent in 2020 that he blames on the Kremlin. Keith Peters reporting.
Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein of California is asking to be temporarily replaced on the Judiciary Committee while she recovers from a case of shingles. More on these stories, townhall.com.